The number one thing that brings people, and I quote, true comfort is taking a nap. That's followed by a walk outside and having a spa day. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I was laughing when I read this because I had lunch with an old friend of mine. And you know what she said to me? It was so random. She goes, do you know what really brings me true comfort, like real happiness? And I said, what? And she goes, getting my feet rubbed. And I was like, okay.
And it does seem like an intimate thing to share with somebody.
Well,
okay.
I mean, she's a good friend.
Yeah.
But it's
you guys talk about your feet.
Well, we do. We talk about everything, yeah. As girls do. But like, if you've ever been in one of those foot massage places, they're incredible. Some of them are too rough and it gets a little crazy.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like if you go to a good one, it is total relaxation. It is like truly a treat to be able to go in there in that dark room for an hour and have somebody else massage your feet.
I've never been in a place, but I've had some. I mean, like, you know, like you date someone for long enough, you're going to give them a foot massage. Like that's always pretty awesome.
Yeah, but it's different when it's pay for it. Yeah.
Right.
It seems like it would be. I mean, the sensation of the room being dark and all that. This is a strange setting for a foot massage place, right?
Oh, no.
Is that all they're offering there?
There's so many places like it. They've been sprouting up all over the country. If you like look locally, there's like a bunch of them. They're yeah. everywhere. It's Reiki, however you say it.
So you walk in and yeah. somebody lotions up and rubs your feet.
Yes.
I
lay in a Lazy Boy recliner.
Yeah. Mm.
They put me back. They cover my eyes. They put a blanket on me.
Yeah.
Everybody is lined up in these Lazy Boy recliners. There's like
is
12.
It one big room?
One big room.
Anna knows all the best spots.
Nobody
you guys.
Can see each other.
Nope.
All the best
it's
spots.
Dark. You have to silence your phone. You're not allowed to have your phone. And like you can't stay awake for more than 30 seconds. You're out like a light.
You got to keep your eyes wide shut. That's really a good idea.
I feel like they're imprinting you guys with something and you're just unaware of it while you're asleep there. But okay. All right. So, I mean, but it makes you feel good. And I guess that's the important thing.
Well, the thing that made me laugh is as I'm reading this study, it says that only 21% of people have experienced true comfort in the last 24 hours.
Mm.
What have you done recently that brought you true comfort?
You know what I always do? I always listen to old like Broadway musicals that I grew up with. I listen to Les Mis, I listen to Rent, I listen to Guys and Dolls. My mom always used to play those a lot. Dad was an actor. I grew up in New York City, so I would go. I would see these shows. Sometimes if I have too many drinks and I come home and I'm like not ready to go to bed, I'll turn those on and it's like very, it's soothing. It's beautiful.
Imagine how weird if you're dating John, like you just met him, and you just started dating him and you guys get home and he puts on Les Mis.
Happened recently.
Awkward.
It's a true story.
It's so weird.
Laying that culture on you.
I'm just dreaming a dream, man.
My immediate first response is, he's going to kill me. Like, right? That's the first thing I think.
Show tunes, you know, kind of lends itself to that. Mm-hmm. Producer Sean, your true comfort, what was it?
This is simple for me, video games. It's nice to just sit on the couch, lounge out, not think about anyone or anything. Just, you know, drown out noises and just focus on something that I find to be very fun.
I think it's probably end of the day worth of work when I first hit the couch and the dogs just sit up on my lap.
Yeah. Well,
that one moment where I'm just like, and then one of them tells me they want a snack and I'm like, I got to get up again?
Oh, gosh. I can't stand when the dog starts begging for a treat the minute I sit on the couch. It's like I've dealt with the kids. I've dealt with the coworkers. I dealt with everything in my life, and now I got to deal with you.
Shattered.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. Are you ready for today's selection?
Oh, I love it.
Number one, dad facing charges after calling school and police to complain about the child's homework.
You know what? I mean, it can be a little bit excessive, can it?
Number two, a supermarket worker got frisky with produce.
Oh, come on. I don't want to know that. I need my produce. Keep it pure.
And number three, discovered more than 100 pounds of bread abandoned on a property.
Well, you know, this might surprise you, but I actually already read the bread story, so I'm going to go with the dad calling the school 18 times.
A father was arrested after continuously calling his kid's elementary school and the police because he believed that his child was getting too much homework. Up first, here's one of the detectives talking about what happened.
Basically, the parent didn't like that his child was getting homework, so he decided he was going to call the school and call the school repeatedly over and over again. He calls dispatch, I think it was 18 times, roughly.
18 times he called the police department.
Thank God for taxpayer dollars. The cops are out there dealing with real problems, huh?
Good news. We got the 911 calls.
Oh, great.
I don't want to talk to the chief.
Leave a voicemail if he doesn't answer.
I'm being very nice.
Well, then come to the police department, and we'll call the chief in, and you can talk to him in person.
I pay for him. He can come to my house.
Well, I'm going to send some officers out to your house to talk to you in person since you won't stop calling.
She was like, I got you.
She's like, don't worry.
Yep.
Don't worry. I got you covered here.
Yeah. No, no. You want to see the police? We're going to send them to your house right now. Don't worry. Keep calling over here.
Would have been something, though, for him to go in and talk with the police chief for a little while.
Well, I'm sure the police chief is going out to him. I was thinking about it, though, and I cannot in a million years imagine calling a school and complaining repeatedly that my child gets too much homework, but I get it.
I was going to say.
Oh, I get it.
2 to 3 hours worth of stuff a night, it seems like a lot.
And here's the thing, like, you have to sit with them a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
And when you have a million things to do, you want to help as much as you can. And for years I did. But now my older daughter is a freshman in high school, mm-hmm. and she's taking geometry, and I'm dumb.
Yeah, it's going right over your
head. Oh, my gosh.
You don't know any of that stuff.
What if I call 911? I'm like, hello, yes? Hi, geometry is dumb. Is that... No. Can I speak to your superior?
Yeah.
Is the chief there?
Somebody do something about this.
I need to tell somebody else that geometry is dumb and I'm not smart enough to do it.
I'm doing it very nicely. Thank you.
That's all I need to know about 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 you.
Everybody has their thing. The thing that drives them nuts. Even though you don't know anything about a person, they may post something online or may say something to you in passing, and you just kind of roll your eyes and you think to yourself, that's all I need to know about you. It's your chance to share them. 1-800-330-9999. Sam?
When people keep their lights on at night, driving towards you, or people drive with their lights on behind you, and they're blinded completely.
You know, I encounter this on the way into work several times a week. There are at least a couple trucks where they've got, like, the whole front of the truck is lights. It's all, like, LED lights right now. The first couple times I saw it, I thought it was a UFO or a jetliner coming in for a landing on the highway. It's bright.
I have
real
this,
bright.
My new car automatically puts high beams on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when it sees a car coming, it shuts
them off.
And I think that my car is so smart. And I think maybe if people were smart enough to do this, too, we would all be in a better place.
Yeah, no, I have those. It's fancy. Do you have the automatic windshield wipers? At first, I thought they were broken.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So you turn those on, and it somehow, like, figures out whether or not it's raining, I guess. And then it turns your wipers on. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Hey, Celeste, that's all I need to know about you.
If you drive a diesel truck and you see people on their front porch and you still roll full past them, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, don't slow roll on me. Y'all out there looking hot, though?
What you looking at?
Come on.
But
you out there looking good, Celeste? Come on. Come on, Celeste. Let's be real. How many of y'all out there are looking good?
That roll the pool when you're sitting on your front
foot. Oh, no, that's totally weird. I mean, that's even creepier than the other thing that I was saying. All right, you're right. Get out of here, slow truck roller. Somebody get a video of that license plate.
Right?
Tori, that's all I need to know about you.
If you put gloves and boots on your dog because the ground is too cold, that's all I need to know about you.
I've seen a lot of pets over the last winter months wearing the gloves. I think they're so silly. They make me giggle.
My dogs won't wear them. They won't walk. If I put them on them, they won't walk. They do this thing where they walk like a spider all of a sudden, and they can't get anywhere. I mean, you know, their paws, it's like your hands. When it's really, really cold out, if it's 10 degrees out there, 5 degrees out there, they go to the bathroom or whatever, go for a walk, it can hurt their paws.
But aren't they wild animals? Isn't that what they do?
Wild animals? They live in your living room.
I know, but
it's a wild animal. It's 70 degrees in your house, all right? They're eating food from a bag that you put in a dish for them. Are they wild? They're not wolves.
Yeah, Lila goes outside. She does her business. She comes back in. I let her back in. Like, that's it. I don't feel the need to put mittens on her.
I guess that's nice of you. If you walked her on pavement...
She doesn't like walks, you know that. Yeah. There's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
There's an adorable little baby boy. There sure is.
He's perfect. His name is Jaden Robert, and we babysit at least once a week, and he's my new little grandson, and he's perfect. And I'm 48 years old, and I have a grandson.
I know.
So suck on it, all right? Just, you know, get used to that idea. Suck on it like a binky.
For somebody... Who gets so Raven himself is an adult baby, mm-hmm. and
what?
there's a lot of things you do that are very similar to a newborn.
Well, I like to be youthful and enjoy myself and enjoy life and not take it too seriously.
You like people to feed you and you like naps. Okay,
yeah.
Now that being said,
that
right, you've been kind of concerned lately because when baby Jaden comes, well, there's a lot of things that you can't do in your home anymore.
You know what I'm dealing with now at this point is that basically, you know, whenever the baby falls asleep, and he's not on a regular, like, sleep schedule, right? So he decides when he's going to nap and when he isn't, and typically it's in your arms, and he, you know, he goes to lay down, and he's a very light sleeper. So my wife is constantly walking around like this. And there's, like, socks and whatnot. But the biggest thing is I've learned every time I go to do something, I'm told that this is a list of things that I cannot do.
So what can you not do when the baby is sleeping?
Oh, well, it's so good that you asked, Anna, because I'm not allowed to use a pepper grinder while the baby is sleeping because it makes a grinding noise.
That's very loud and annoying.
I mean, I guess it's loud enough over there. You are not allowed to get ice in the house while the baby is over. No ice whatsoever, whether it be manual or automatic. Can't open the refrigerator door. The freezer door to get ice, can't use the ice that's on the door for it. I mean, you're lucky you get water.
Yeah. I remember when Dakota was a light sleeper, too. She was the one with the sleep issues. Mm-hmm. There's always one. Always one.
Yeah.
But I remember when the refrigerator, when it, you know, the ice maker makes the noise.
And then it drops it down, ice down.
I would scream to the gods, why?
Right.
Why?
Right. Screaming as a reaction to the slight noise that was in the other room also seems good when the baby's there.
Every time you would hear that clonk, the ice clonk,
yes.
There would be a pause and I would just hold my breath that there wouldn't be a
You cannot open a bottle of antacids or any sort of vitamins or anything like that because the mere tipping of the bottle to the side to get the one pill out of the inside is far too loud for the baby. My wife will be like, shh, and her reaction is always the same. It's shh, and then her eyes are like all the way to the top of her head, and she's like, are you crazy?
Are you crazy that you need Advil? Yeah.
You cannot answer the door, but you also can't let somebody ring the door.
So you have to just run outside and just jump on them, tackle them to the ground.
Run out the back door, I guess, and hop the fence in time before they get there. You cannot open a bag of chips, cannot ingest chips. That one seems pretty obvious.
Right.
And also, this one is one that I've put on my wife. You are no longer allowed to dispense from a package of Tic Tacs. She loves Tic Tacs. She's not a gum person. She's a Tic Tac person.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a loud thing. What are you thinking? The baby's going to wake up.
I just like the idea of you tackling somebody, the FedEx driver that's walking up to your home.
And then instantly in his ear, shh.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. And it's that time of year when they make countries feel bad about themselves. Here was the big news, Raven.
What?
Yep.
The United States is no longer among the 20 happiest countries in the world. Aww. That, according to a newly released survey from the 2024 World Happiness Report.
Not in the top 20 anymore.
You know what? How do I get that job, right? How do you apply to be on that committee where your job is just to identify the 20th happiest planets, places on the planet?
No, they actually rank all of them.
Okay.
America is now number 23.
We were 15. Sucks to be us.
15 last year, so we fell 8 spots. Like, why did that happen?
Researchers attribute the drop in part to a decline in how Americans under the age of 30 feel about their lives.
Oh.
Well, I'm over 30, and I can tell you that there has been a marked drop as well.
There's been a marked drop across the board in happiness.
I'm not sure.
Okay. How many countries? I got to see something. Are in the world. I should have done this before. Sorry.
How many countries are in the world?
195. 23 out of 195. When you think like that, you're like, that's not bad, right?
No, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Certainly.
So look
at 24. I bet they suck.
Who is the big happiness winner?
Scandinavian countries top the list of the happiest countries, with Finland finishing first for the 7th year in a row.
7 years in a row, Finland. How come everybody just doesn't go there if it's so cool there? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You know what? Because isn't Finland, it's one of those places where there's, like, beautiful architecture, but don't the people live amongst, like, the Keebler elves, like, in boots and shoes in a mountain, right? And it's something that's carved into a mountain?
I don't think that's real. No? I think that's just, like, in movies.
That's just generalities. Then I guess I shouldn't be stereotypical.
No, that doesn't
I mean,
sound
either
right
way, you know what? They're very happy.
They are happy.
Yeah.
Why are they so happy? Here's a couple people from Finland bragging about their happiness.
I have a good education. I can raise my child in here quite safely.
I think money does have a role to play in a, like, a happy happy life. That
she's like, I'm rich.
If you don't have money, it does affect your happiness.
It does affect your happiness.
Well, I knew that.
Listen, I am so sick of people saying money doesn't buy happiness.
Yeah.
not for nothing.
Yeah.
It makes your life a whole lot easier when you have it.
It allows you to be able to facilitate the things that might make you happy. So,
right.
I mean, if just, you know, wallowing around in a pile of money doesn't make you happy, then, you know, there are other ways that it can indeed make you happy.
Yeah.
I've tried it the way without money. I'd like to try it with all the money.
Me too.
Right.
Right.
Well, congratulations, Finland.
I know. Again.
You finished.
7 years in a row. So who else came in the top three? Finland is number one. Denmark is number two. Sweden is number three. I will say my husband has spent a good amount of time in Denmark for work. And he does say everybody is really pleasant. And when he sends me pictures, this is the thing. Like when he's like over there for work and he would send me pictures.
Yeah.
I would look in the background at the restaurants where he would be having dinner with coworkers. Everybody's smiling.
Yeah. It looks like a stock photo.
Yes!
It looks like there are all a bunch of models. I mean, it's quite something that he keeps coming back.
I don't understand. I'm like, why are all these people? And then I look at their food. I'm like, their food doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
So that can't be what makes them happy. What's making these people so happy?
I guess it would be the money, the education, the safety for their children, and the Keebler elves.
That's
right.
It. There's scammers out there that want you to go blind. We all have to be on our toes and looking for this. Coming up on April 8th, there's a solar eclipse. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, listen to this.
Manufacturers are cranking out millions of safety glasses for the upcoming solar eclipse.
Okay, so you do need these safety glasses in order to see the solar eclipse no matter where you are. I have ordered these on Amazon. There is a package of 9. And they were $6.
I think it's amazing that they say Medical King on the side of them. Like, well, who knew that that was even a thing?
It's a tremendous opportunity for people to experience a celestial event like this.
But NASA says there are plenty of phony glasses on the market that could be dangerous.
Dangerous phony glasses.
I mean, who could believe that people would take advantage of other people for their own financial gain? I refuse to, entertain that.
Well, sorry. I'm going to try that again. Okay.
Fake glasses are being sold in stores and online and can do real harm if you use them during the eclipse.
They damage the cells in your eyes, they damage your retina, and the damage can be permanent.
I mean, it's legit. If you buy fake glasses, you could be in serious trouble.
Yeah, feels like the kind of thing you should probably spend more than $6 on.
For 9 of them.
Well, a little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
That being said,
that's how they get you.
Listen to this important information that everybody should be writing down.
To make sure your glasses are safe, look for this certified ISO icon and the number 12312-2 to make sure they properly block the light.
Let me ask you something.
Say that inside.
Yeah, but can somebody not print that on the side of something anyway?
That's what I'm saying. The guy just said it. The guy just said exactly what
right.
they need to do to like scan every single person.
Right. John, did you write it down?
No, but you know what? Here's the good news. We can listen to this show again and find out.
Right.
I didn't think of it. I didn't think of that. I was just really proud that when I opened these that I bought for $6 on Amazon, they said that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to test these ourselves. We've brought in high-powered lights. Raven is wearing a headlamp right now.
Right.
And we have one of those cop flashlights, like when you get pulled over and they hit your window and then they flash it inside the thing.
License and registration, ma'am.
Yeah, we're going to see if we go blind. Who wants to go first?
Should these go over my glasses or...
I mean, I don't know.
I'll go first because if I don't, I mean, how am I going to press the next
button? Hold on. I'll flash it in your eye. I'll come.
Coming.
I got to make sure I go deep into your eyes for protection.
All right. Whoa.
Can you see?
I mean, I can see only like the very end of it. It feels weird to look straight at it.
You are an inch away from Raven's face right now.
I'm looking straight at it.
And it's fine?
Yeah, I mean, it's super bright down here where it's trying to get past the lip.
I can't see anything.
I can physically feel the heat of it.
All right, so good, but you're not blind. Hold on, take off. Yeah.
How do you like this? You like some of that? You want that?
No, hold on, Raven. Hold on. I don't have my eyes. Hold on. Take them off.
Yeah.
Do you feel blind? Can you see?
No, I can see.
You can see?
You're oddly squinting.
Okay.
I feel good.
All right, John. Okay, come. Raven, come over here with your headlamp.
All right.
All right, come here with the headlamp.
Here we go.
Yeah. And now you go to producer John.
Okay.
And you're going to flash him in his life with your headlamp.
Right in his face.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, my gosh. You really can't see anything with these on.
Here we go.
Yeah,
here we go. Ready?
It's like a blackout.
So, Raven has his headlamp on right now. He's going directly into John's eyes.
Yeah. I can see just the very tiny little dot right in front of me, and that's it.
Every pore on your face.
Well, that's unfortunate for you right now. But, yeah, I mean, you know what? Yeah. I mean, I can see a tiny light. That's it. I can't see anything else in the room with these.
So these Medical King ones that I bought for $6 on Amazon with the ICO written inside with that number are legit. True or false, everybody?
I guess true. I
guess true.
Yes! Woo! What is the phrase that you use that is so embarrassing and it just dates you, but you still do it? 1-800-330-9999. My poor husband. Like living in our home with me and, you know, our teenage daughter and my little one, he is a girl dad at its best. He is the absolute most incredible husband, but he gets it. So when we had this conversation the other day, I couldn't wait to confront him.
Paul, can you use diddly squat in a sentence, please?
You ain't getting diddly squat.
Right.
Another sentence, please.
I don't know diddly squat about that.
One more time, a different topic.
You don't do diddly squat.
Do you think diddly squat is cool?
No. Why do you keep asking me about it?
Because you used it the other day.
It's like saying cheese and crackers. It's a different way of covering up for a curse word.
You said I
can't even finish.
Just laughing at him.
Laughing.
Just laughing at him. Just, I mean, here he is, king of his castle. The man, he's, you know, in his kingdom, and you're laughing at him. We worked all week, and this is what he gets on his day off. Great.
We pulled out of a parking lot, and there was like a car blocking where you could see the oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
And he goes, I can't see diddly squat.
Can't see nothing.
And I look in the back at my daughter, Hayden, my 15-year-old, and I can see her like throw her hands up and roll her eyes. My husband, if you ever want to know when he grew up, spend 10 minutes with him because he uses all the phrases of the 90s. One of his favorites?
Yeah.
Whoop, there it is.
Party people!
Well, there it is.
There it is.
It's right there. I mean, it clearly, you know, shows you where it is.
Whenever he's in a good mood,
yeah.
Whoop, there it is.
You're beautiful.
My daughter's just like, "What, mommy, what is he saying?" and then whenever he's aggravated,
yeah.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
I know that.
If there's a balloon around,
yeah.
He will hit you with it and immediately say that to you.
He's held on to that one for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But but there's a lot of phrases that everybody uses, and you're probably guilty of it, too, that you say it even though it's super outdated and it dates you.
Well, the number one thing that I do, and I mean it's literally out of my control, I can't do a thing about stopping it, is I reference movies left and right all day long. And they are movies from typically the 80s, the 90s. It's certainly the latest would be like the early 2000s.
There are so many times where we're on the air and we get off and I say, Raven, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But the person who does is like, that guy's brilliant.
I'm aware.
The other thing is like I say things like Audi 5000.
Right.
Or peace out. Peace out. Word. I say word and I still mean it.
I have to remind Raven daily to stop calling the callers bro. I'm like, stop calling them bro. That is a woman.
Bra is back. So now I can say bro again.
Bra is a little bit different than bro.
Yeah. Mm. Well, not the way I'm using it. Holler at your boy. I still use that.
Holla.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you can holler at me.
Somebody wrote on one of my reels, they wrote, you're such an encyclopedia dramatica.
I like that.
I
you hate it.
Oh, it's not that I hate it. I became fascinated with it. I said, twice this week, I have to use Encyclopedia Dramatica in a sentence casually and just gauge people's reactions to it.
I don't think that that's going to be a winning formula.
I did it with my teenager. There was no reaction.
Right.
There was deadpan face, just continued on her way like I didn't even speak. I tried it here at work, and I kind of just got like, aha, the polite laughter didn't work.
I mean, I like it. It's clever. I think it's better when it's written, not necessarily spoken, you know?
I like YOLO. I still use YOLO.
That one is,
it's really bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
But we only live once, Raven.
I mean, I'm aware of that, but you know, at your age, maybe you should just say the full sentence.
1-800. Homie, don't play that. Whoop, there it is. Diddly squat. All phrases that my husband uses commonly. And I can't even make fun of him because I'm guilty too. I say YOLO all the time, like I'm stuck in 1998.
Sometimes you've got a phrase that just dates you, but you can't help it. You say it anyways.
What is that phrase? 1-800-330-9999. Krista.
When you say for real all the time, like when you're like, for real?
For real.
Oh, that's a Ravenism too.
For real.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, that's a Ravenism.
Yeah.
Seriously? Wow, look at you calling me out. I mean, you are a guest on this program, and look at you. Wow.
She knows what's up. She's
throwing
what's
darts
up.
Now. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're throwing darts. Okay, fine.
Bye, guys.
Thanks
Bye.
For being with
Thanks,
us. Have a great
Krista.
Day. Hey, Kim, are you a nice person, or are you going to throw some darts, too? What's one of them old phrases that you use or somebody around you uses?
I say hot diggity.
Oh, hot diggity.
No doubt.
Yeah, word. Nice. Nice. Play on, player. I love it.
We can do that
sometimes
all day.
I say hot damn, but yeah, hot damn too.
Hot damn feels more offensive. Let's stick with hot diggity.
It's a toss between a hot diggity, no doubt, and mm-hmm. hot diggity dog, you know, and doing the Mickey Mouse theme song.
No, I'm going to go with hot diggity. Paul, old phrase that you use or somebody around you uses.
Yippee skippy.
Yippee skippy. That's an old one. I mean, that is an old one.
You bet. And I'm an old guy.
I mean, I feel like I haven't heard that one in probably 30 years, mm-hmm. but I feel like I'm going to use it.
I figured you'd get a chuckle out of it. Have a great day.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be hung up on that now for a few days.
Yippee skippy?
Yippee skippy.
Oh, gosh.
You just wait. It's going to happen here in the studio.
Tanya, what's that embarrassing phrase you still use?
I still say groovy baby.
Groovy baby?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Groovy baby.
It is a little embarrassing, but the way you say it is pretty good.
But do you say it tongue-in-cheek or for real?
Oh, you can use it all sorts of different ways.
Oh, I use it, yeah. I mean, I use it when I'm upset, when I'm happy, when I'm indifferent. I've always kind of liked it.
I don't know how you use it when you're upset, though. It's like, groovy, baby. Sad.
Right, sense. You have to cry through it. Right. You choke it back.
Walter, what's that embarrassing phrase you still use?
Do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And now I find myself saying it.
Yep. Well, you know what? The kids need to do better.
That goes hand in hand with because I said so. It's a non-answer and just saying I am the authority here on this. And that is the end of this conversation.
Oh, you know which one I like on top of that one? This is not a democracy.
Well, you try to say that to a five-year-old and explain what that means. That's my husband does that a lot. He uses terms that like a five-year-old would never understand.
Yeah.
And then I look at him and I roll my eyes. I'm like, why? Why?
Because
all night you're going to have to explain what is a democracy to a five-year-old. Did you know how that works out?
Does she follow up and ask, or has she given up now after a few times going through this with her father, realizing that dad's not going to tell me anyways?
She always knows that when she doesn't know what daddy says, go ask mommy.
Nah.
And then I'll spend forever trying to explain it. He used the term like caution tape once. And, you know, try to explain it to a five-year-old what caution tape is. Like, right. She's never even seen Law and Order. She has no idea what's going on. Evan, what's the embarrassing phrase you still use?
Up to my and alligators.
What does that even mean, up to your tushy and alligators?
It means you got a lot of stuff happening at once. A lot of stuff. You're crazy busy right now. Mm-hmm. Someone says, oh, my God, you have time to talk? No, I'm up to my and alligators right now, so I'll call you back.
My first impression is that it's a dangerous situation, Alan. As a fellow guy.
My grandfather used to say, apparently they said it in Ireland.
A lot of alligators in Ireland, I guess.
I guess so.
I mean, again, to me, it just it brings an immediate sense of foreboding and danger, right? So, I mean, if you're naked in a pool full of alligators.
You got a problem.
You've got a problem. Yes, you do.
And college basketball's biggest night is underway.
The coolest mammals on the planet. There can be only one. Who will be the champion? It's Anna and Raven's Mammal Madness.
While the rest of the country is obsessed with basketball and watching the NCAA teams go at it to see who's the best in the whole entire world, well, the country anyway, not around here. Around here, we are looking to vote for the best mammal ever.
I mean, think about the range of that, all right? Mammals are everywhere, all right? There are mammals out there that lay eggs. There are mammals that swim in the ocean. We're mammals, Anna.
And we're going to go directly to the Elite Eight. So on Thursdays and Fridays, we'll be voting for whatever you think is the better, cooler, best animal.
Bestest.
Mammal in the world.
Right.
Voted by you. So if you want to vote, you can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Go to our story on Instagram or Facebook, Anna and Raven, and vote there. But today, the first matchup, we're going to start with the number 8 seed, the platypus.
Give it up for the cutest sound you ever heard in your life. That is a baby platypus, and they call themselves Puggles.
Aww. When platypi were first seen by European scientists in 1799, they thought it was fake, because it looks like someone sewed a duckbill onto the body of a beaver. This is why the scientific name of a platypus now is Ornithorhynchus anatinus, which literally means duck-like bird snout. Also, did you know a baby platypus is called a Puggle?
Listen to that. I just want to snuggle that baby Puggle right there. I just want to snuggle him so much. But he's got such a hard fight today, Anna.
I know, because coming in at the number 1 seed, it's a narwhal.
Oh, my gosh. Look out.
the origin of the unicorn legend. Their 3-meter tusk is in fact no more than an overgrown canine tooth. But its exact function, like so much about narwhals, is still in part a mystery.
I mean, I thought the first time I saw a photo of a narwhal that it was fake.
When I saw a narwhal, I'm not even complaining. I'm like, for real, it was in the Elf movie.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, we have a cutaway from that famous narwhal.
Yeah.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal.
I thought it was pretend.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a real animal that existed in the world. I thought it was like a unicorn with that thing on top of its head.
But is it going to be the narwhal? Or is it going to be the Prince of Cute? Mr. Baby Platypus.
So now you can vote. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text that number. Who is going to make it to the final four? The platypus or the narwhal?
Such a hard decision.
It's mammal madness. While the rest of the country is watching basketball, around here we're voting for the greatest mammal of all time.
I can't believe we had to start with platypus versus narwhal. It feels very, very unfair, I got to be honest.
We're skipping directly to the Elite Eight. And today, like Raven just said, number 8 seed platypus against the number 1 seed narwhal. We've been taking your votes for the last 3.5 minutes. Let's see. All right. On the text line, it's really close, except for the person who voted for a rat. A rat was not an option. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, he's probably going with that thing that he's like, rats will be here past all of them.
If you want to go to our website, annaandraven.com, you can see the entire brackets and you can choose your favorite mammal. But, okay, let me count 1, 2, 3, 4.
One more time, a baby platypus for your consideration.
Oh, yeah.
So unbelievable.
I think ultimately, here we go. Like the final calculations, it was a lot closer than I thought. I think you got to the people's heart by
the baby platypus. Come on,
yeah. But coming in number 1 is going to be the number 1 seed narwhal with.
Oh, come on! You played me. You rope-a-doped me like that.
Yeah, 58% of the vote. Oh. That was close. A lot closer than I thought. Who knew baby platypuses were so cute?
I mean, they lay eggs. Mm. It's the only mammal that lays eggs.
Coming up tomorrow, the 7th seed guinea pig is going to take on the 2nd seed orangutan.
Sorry, I left that egg part out. I should have led with that. Wow.
Only crazy people believe conspiracy theories.
I mean, absolutely. Honestly, why would you bother wasting your time indulging in crazy theories like that?
Raven, producer John, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories lately. I shouldn't even just say lately. I feel like in general over the last decade.
That's right.
Yeah. Including the big one this week that everybody's been talking about really the last couple weeks is Princess Kate. Where's Princess Kate? Was she abducted by aliens?
I'm really upset about this here. I've never been so engrossed in the royal issues here, but I mean, if they've taken her, she is the most beautiful flower they offer.
I have dedicated my life for the last 2 weeks trying to figure out where is she? Is she okay? Did William cheat on her?
Who's this imposter?
Girl?
Right?
The imposter that's showing up
What?
Now, even though we don't endorse conspiracies, producer John likes to sing about them.
That's right, I do. Mm-hmm. That's right, I do. Do your own research. Don't trust what you see. It's all a big conspiracy. You got to do your own research, guys.
All right. Can you sing a song about Kate and the aliens?
What did you think I was doing when I was on YouTube?
Well, for
like
the last 3 months, the princess has been missing. Abdominal surgery has been the explanation, but now there's doctored photos, no word from her friends. That's because she's been abducted by aliens.
Oh.
I knew it!
Aliens, bro.
I was afraid of that, too. Although there was new news out today saying that when people find out the real reason that everyone's going to be really upset.
They're going to feel bad about themselves?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, we're going to feel guilty.
But if that was clickbait, I clicked.
that's clickbait.
Ray is still waiting. Ryan's still waiting.
Another conspiracy that's been going on for a long time is that we didn't really actually land on the moon. John, now I never believed that, but I believe you wrote a song about it.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you think we've really been to the moon? After hearing this, you'll feel like a buffoon. Buzz Aldrin and Neil are actors, you see. And Stanley Kubrick shot the whole thing on green screen. Shot the whole thing. It was all made up. It was like 2001, A Space Odyssey, except real, because we had to beat the Russians because they were beating us in the space race, and we needed to one-up them because they got the dog in the space, and then we had to land on the moon.
Okay.
So that's why we have a green screen?
Somebody spent a couple hours on YouTube right there.
It's really disappointing.
Okay. I spent a couple hours researching.
And how come a lot of rappers think that the Earth is flat? Is that true? Do they know something we don't?
Big thing.
The ancient Greeks discovered that the Earth is round. Physics and common sense say that theory is sound. But Kyrie Irving has got something to say. In fact, a shocking amount of athletes think that the Earth is flat. It's really weird. It's like Shaq, and then there's, I mean, probably Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of them out there. It's upsetting.
Shaq said he was joking.
Shaq said, and I quote, you know, they teach us a lot of things. Really, Shaq?
He left the question out there.
Really?
He left the question out there.
All right, if we've learned anything these last few minutes is that Raven and I don't believe these conspiracies, but producer John does.
Do your research.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Dawn and Andy. Dawn, what's going on?
Hi. So my fiance just doesn't help around the house, which is not cool. He tells me he doesn't have the time to clean or do the laundry. He actually also says to me that it's easier for me to do it because I don't work as much as he does.
Well, is that true? Do you both have full-time jobs?
He has a full-time job. I work like 30 hours a week,
okay.
So almost full-time.
Yeah.
But I also work from home, so I guess maybe he figures it's easier for me. But I actually thought about, I'm like, well, what if I come up with like a plan to get him to kind of help me out more? Like, if you do the laundry, I'll cook you a meal, like one night during the week. Or like if you clean one of the rooms in the house, I'll have you like take a day where you just to go off like golfing with your buddies.
It's like Gold Star system.
Andy, why don't you want to help around the house?
Yeah, I think the gold star thing is actually right in line with what I was going to say, which is I feel like Dawn is treating me like a child, collecting those gold stars, right, with this incentive program that she wants to create. We don't need to make this a game. Like, the reality is she needs to let me do what I want. I work full time. She doesn't. Cleaning was really just never my strong suit. Yeah, I don't really like feeling like a child. That's the main thing here.
Cleaning was never my strong suit, Anna.
Who says that? Like, it's what? Also not my strong suit, as my mother would tell you when I was a teenager.
I mean,
as an adult, I'm still not great at it, but I do it when I have
well.
To. I don't understand. Like, you're not willing to help out at all, even with her reward system?
Well, it's not that I'm not willing to help out at all. There's very specific things I like to do. Like, I can help fix things in the house, mow the lawn every once in a while. You know, I can play catch with the dog. You know, like...
That's not a chore. No. What?
It's amazing,
I'm so
right?
Glad you said that.
It's amazing. I mean, wow. Okay.
Okay, so here's what I will say. I do think that if one person... Like, my husband works from home some days, and when he's home, he'll keep putting the laundry in and taking the laundry out. And I think, like, if you're home more, then you lend yourself to do some of those things because you're physically at the location. But what I don't understand, Andy, is saying that you don't want to help her at all, because isn't that what being in a relationship is all about, is being able to help around the household together?
Thank you.
I hear you. No, Dawn. It's not that I'm not willing to help out at all. It's just that we all have our roles in the house.
Yeah, it's just that and you would like to help out when it's the things that you want to do at the times that it's available. So that's not consistent, so you can't rely on that, so that's a problem. I totally get that.
I also pay our mortgage on the house, and she doesn't have to worry about that. You know, that's a big expense.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if I had it my way, we would just clean one time and then never move once we were inside the house. We would just stand still.
Dust still accumulates.
No, no.
So if one partner is working more and covering all the expenses of the home, does that mean the other partner is in charge of cleaning it?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If you work outside the home and you pay for majority of the bills, should you still be responsible for doing chores around the house? Because Andy doesn't think so.
Yeah.
Andy and Dawn are engaged to be married, and Dawn works. She works from home a lot. She does about 30 hours a week, but Andy works full time. He pays the mortgage, and he's out of the house a lot. And that's why he believes he should not have to do any of the chores around the home, which definitely doesn't make Dawn happy.
I think it's, you know, a lot of it is just, it feels like a lack of respect, right? Where his tone is just very dismissive about it. Like, he only wants to help out occasionally with things that he's interested in doing, like playing with the dog, which is not a chore, pointed out,
right.
Or mowing the lawn from time to time, you know, fixing stuff that he feels like fixing or feels qualified to fix.
But what do you think? If he's the primary breadwinner and he's paying the bills, should he still be responsible for chores? 1-800-330-9999. Liz, whose side are you on?
Oh, definitely on the woman's side. That was so frustrating to listen to. he doesn't want to be treated like a child, but he wants to act like a child.
Right. I'll tell you, one of the greatest things that you can exude patience on per day is knowing within the first three words that you don't want to hear somebody's side of something or their conversation, mm-hmm. but sitting through it.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
I can imagine.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court. If you work out of the home full time, make a majority of the money for the household, and pay most of the bills, are you still responsible for doing the chores? Because Andy doesn't think so.
Yeah.
Andy and Dawn are engaged to be married, and he says, you know what? Like, I pay a lot. I don't like doing these chores. I'm not home a lot. I'm always at work. It should be you that does these things.
I don't really know anybody that enjoys doing the chores around the house. Still, they have to be done, right? And when you ignore one partner who's screaming out for some help, for some respect, some acknowledgement, then that's a problem. And that's Dawn, because she's right. Doing all the work.
And she's gone so far to say that she'll bribe him. She'll make his dinners. She'll do all kinds of special things for him if he helps out. And he's just not on board.
Oh, man.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Deborah, whose side are you on?
Well, I have to say I'm on his side for the fact of he is working all and all that.
Mm.
But his attitude is horrible. He's acting like a child. He should be treated like a child. You need to grow up.
Yeah, the gold star system doesn't seem that offensive to me.
Amanda, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. I'm just like, wow. I think they're both equally wrong. But if she's home, she could probably help out. But if he is full time, but he lives there.
Right.
So he has to help. Okay, I'm just wow.
Yeah. If he uses the toilet, he should also have to clean the toilet.
That makes some sense to me.
Yeah.
Right. All right. I'm sorry you're shocked by this,
sorry.
Amanda. Good luck today. All right. Take care.
Jamie, what do you think?
I am with her 100%. I think he sounds like a 12-year-old. I want to play catch with the dog, and I'll mow the lawn occasionally. A household is a relationship, and everyone should contribute. There's things that you have to do that you don't really like to do, but that's part of being an adult and taking care of your responsibilities. She needs to find someone better.
I do things every day that I don't want to do.
Oh,
every
of course.
Day. It's like my whole day is things I don't want
to
do.
And then you get maybe 8 minutes to do this thing that for yourself at the end of the day.
Right.
Maybe.
That's called adulthood.
Yeah.
Doing things you don't want.
It's called life.
Like, you want to change diapers? You want to change puke? Like, you have kids. Throw kids in the mix. Do you really want to deal with this?
I love that Andy just sounds like he only wants to go outside when the sun is shining. Play with the dog. Mow the lawn. That's it.
Play with the dog. But he only wants to mow the lawn occasionally.
No,
that's
right.
He needs to be mowed every week. He's
when it's
not
nice
in.
Out. When it's sunny out.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dawn, our audience agreed with you today. Andy, you got to put in your part. I mean, she's offering you an incentive program with gold stars. Like, take her up on it. You have to do something to show that you're willing to help.
I don't know. Okay, well, I guess we're going to do a little child role play or whatever this is.
I don't know how a gold star can even be compared to me making him, like, his favorite meal. I mean, steak and twice-baked potatoes, like, that to me sounds a lot better than a gold star. But, okay,
I don't even
fine.
Think you need this whole gold star thing, Dawn. I don't think he needs to be rewarded. I think that there just should be chores that are his and chores that are yours, and you just do them. Maybe you do more
I
than he
too.
Does, but he should just have the assigned ones. And Andy, that's what people thought. So maybe stepping up is not the worst thing in the world, especially if you're not even married yet. It's about having an equal partnership.
Yeah, I understand there. Their opinion, yes. Dawn, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $1,600. Thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains now through the 25th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Okay, Nyla, you ready to play?
Oh, man. I'm ready.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
All right, Raven, can you leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
These questions are hard today, Nyla. I'm going to tell you right up front. But if you get them, there's a good chance you can win. You ready to play?
All right. I'm ready.
All right. So five questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven will come back into the room. He's outside. It's a soundproof studio. Whoever gets the most wins, ties go to Raven. Number one. Beyonce says that she made a Beyonce album, not a country album, and she did it because she was in a situation where she felt unwelcomed. But she didn't elaborate. What's the name of the new album coming out soon? That's time. Number two, Travis Kelce may be getting ready to host a new version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for Amazon Prime. He's famously dating what pop star?
Taylor Swift.
Number three, according to a recent survey, the average American spends $61 per month for 4 streaming services. You can watch The Bear and Life and Beth on which streaming service? That's time. You're killing me today, Nyla. Number four, a series of movies based on the never-ending stories in the works. The original came out 40 years ago, but the novel was published in 1979. Who wrote it?
Never Ending Story?
Yep.
Dang.
That's time.
Michael.
When you Google, it doesn't give it to you fast enough. All right, number five. Vermont State University is offering a course on Weird Al Yankovic. The highest Weird Al song ever to go on the Billboard charts was in 2006. It came in number 9. And he did a parody of Chamillionaire's song Ridin'. What was Weird Al's song called?
Don't know.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yo.
Only one for Nyla.
Not great. $1,600. Let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number one, Beyonce says that she made a Beyonce album, not a country album.
Yeah.
And she did it because she was in a situation where she felt unwelcomed, but she didn't elaborate on it. What's the name of the new album coming out soon?
Isn't it Country Carter? No, Cowboy Carter.
Well, it's Act 2, Cowboy Carter, so yeah. I'm not going to give it to you.
What?
Yeah, you forgot Act 2. Number two, Travis Kelce may be getting ready to host a new version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader for Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
He's famously dating what pop star?
I mean, seriously? Taylor Swift.
Yes, you guys are tied at one.
Oh, my
gosh. Number three, according to a new survey, an average American spends $61 per month for 4 streaming services. You can watch The Bear and Life and Beth on which streaming service?
Is that Hulu?
Hulu's right. Number four, a series of movies based on the never-ending story is in the works.
Oh, my gosh!
Now, the original came out 40 years ago, but the novel was published in 1979.
Okay.
Who wrote it?
I mean, that's easy. The guy who writes all the novels for all the people everywhere, Stephen King.
No, Michael Ende.
I knew that.
And number five, Vermont State University is offering a course on Weird Al Yankovic. Now, the highest a Weird Al song ever went on the Billboard charts was number 9 in 2006, when he did a parody of Chamillionaire's song, Ridin'. What was that Weird Al song called?
I mean, I don't know.
White and Nerdy. Gonna catch me, White and Nerdy.
Okay.
All right, 2-1 today, Nyla. That's gonna get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Close game.
I'm Nyla, and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,700 tomorrow, Anna.